Here we are, Jessica. We're on Box Hill, and I've brought you down near the Folly because I believe the area ranger Meredith is working today. And oh yes, here she is, the red jumper. What is it you're doing here?
I am looking to coppice some trees.
Right. What's coppicing?
So coppicing is where you might have land with a large amount of the same species of trees.
Right.
And then you kind of you take sections per year and you cut down some trees right at the base, and then allow that to grow again, and then the next year you might take out a different section of that land and do the same thing again, let it grow and keep going around. It would depend on the type of wood, type of tree that you're cutting down, but for a hazel coppice, which we have here, it would be every 7 years because hazel grows a bit quicker than, say, sweet chestnut wood, which I think is 15 years if you were to coppice that. And then it leaves it enough time for it to grow back, be all healthy and everything, so you can come back to it later on.
But, I mean, if you cut a tree down, doesn't it stay cut down?
No. If you cut a tree down, we can use the wood that has been cut down, but then by cutting hazel right at the stalk, so right at the base of the tree, it then sends out loads of new growth, loads of new shoots up. And this is really beneficial for the tree as well because it gives it a longer lifespan.
So what you get is a sort of a many-stemmed bush rather than a tree?
Yes. Well, not always a bush. I'd still call it a tree, but it's many stems rather than just one stem, which it would be if we didn't coppice hazel.
Why are we doing it now? Why would you be doing it, for example, in terms of conservation in action here on Box Hill? Why are you doing it now?
I'm doing it because it means that all of that coppiced wood, if we hadn't continued to coppice it, is going to continue to grow. The canopy is going to be large. It's a way of managing the trees so you don't have so many overbearing trees in one area, because it's just going to completely suffocate the bottom, the ground.
Thinking about it, what you're saying is that it's a way of managing trees, but it's also a way of managing light in the woodland.
Yes, definitely. Definitely a way of managing light as well, and so that things like bluebells have space to grow, and because with such a heavy canopy, which you would get with a hazel coppice, you'd have no sunlight reaching the ground, and then there's no way that the seedlings that have fallen would have any way to grow. This is really important for the life cycle of loads of mammals and birds and invertebrates. Because they rely on the smaller things for food, but they also rely on the taller things like the trees and the canopy for shelter and protection from the elements and from other species that they might be prey to. And also, as with coppicing, you are allowing the light to come up then. But then as these trees grow and the new shoots come up, it's gonna let less light come in again because the trees are taking it, and that means that everything below it will start to die. But this is what we want as well. This is the natural life cycle of the woodland, and it creates a mulch that we want, like the leaf litter that we want at the bottom of here, because it's a great place for invertebrates to be living, and with that you get more birds. Really,
the whole woodland comes
bird
to life,
well.
Doesn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly.
And then when it starts again after the 7 years, I presume it suddenly goes whoop, and then everything starts happening again.
It springs back to life again.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some of the species then that that you might be hoping to encourage by coppicing?
Different kinds of birds and mammals. If you have a coppice that has been left to grow for those 7 years and has got a lovely canopy on it, a good indicator species would be a dormouse, which is a very protected species. And if you have that in your management area, it shows that you're definitely doing a good job.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, Box Hill's called Box Hill because of its box trees. I suppose you couldn't coppice box, could you?
Well, I recently learned that it looks like around here it had used to be coppiced, but boxwood, box trees grow very slowly and they're very dense because of this. And box has been used a lot for whittling and for making stamps in the past. However, because it takes so long to grow, you couldn't have a regular kind of circulation with coppicing, because it just is not sustainable at all.
So when you say the hazel might take you'd cut it on like a 7 year cycle, what might be the cycle with something like box, do you think?
Oh gosh, yeah, I
30, 40, 50 years?
No, I'd say maybe even longer than that. Right. Yeah, 50 years, 60 years.
Wow, gosh. Would you ever coppice oak?
Yeah. I mean, actually, a good way of coppicing oak as well as other species, say you've got a hazel coppice like we do here, yeah. Having oak species within that as well, because the hazel takes up a lower canopy, it means the oak needs to grow higher to actually get any sunlight. And so this is a fantastic way of producing very usable oak. It's long and it's strong and it's very easy to use things like making houses, or if you'd need, you know, long pieces of wood to do anything.
So they might purposefully in the past have engineered that,
yeah,
might
definitely
they?
Definitely.
So we really have worked alongside nature, the land, haven't we, always, when you think about it.
And that's why it's best to keep up that way of managing the land, is it, we have a fantastic footing where we are here with how it's previously been managed.
Keep up the good work. We'll leave you to it then.
Thank you.